The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
I'm Karen from Arizona, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. Your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 432 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today is the birthday girl, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we got up early to record this podcast on my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
So how does it feel to be 62?
I'll tell you,
will you still love me?
Many, many years. I have a running buddy, birthday buddy, Katie McNamara. She also shares my birthday. But I'm giving her a shout out, but mostly a shout out goes to the Guess which team raised the most money for Give Kids the World in the Gingerbread Run for the second year running?
The Libertarian Party.
No.
The Trump transition team.
No, right? No.
They took
the
money.
Mickey Milers. The Mickey Milers.
Oh, right.
For the second year in a row.
Round of applause.
Yes, isn't that awesome? For Give Kids the World. Love Give Kids the World. Super happy. And extra special shout out to Karen Skilling, my buddy, and I think she was in running for the top individual fundraiser. I don't know if she did it or not. Robert Schultz and Meredith Schechter, who used to work at Give Kids the World. And anybody else who ran virtually, I know Steve Cantafio and his daughter ran. So, awesome. Yay!
Hold on. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And now we turn to the lovely Chris Eliopoulos for
Dude,
the song
I love
of the podcast.
Voice.
Somebody like, has a cold. Somebody
he's got the DJ voice.
Yeah, how he you does.
Doing? Right. Mike Scoop on WNEWFM. We're playing the rock hits from the past. And I'm gonna...
Chris, I am your father.
Awesome. So my running song of the day is It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine by REM.
Very, agreed. Yes, yeah, very appropriate. Very appropriate. So here's the tip.
And this tip.
This tip stems from way back to 1976 when I first went to Walt Disney World, and I learned a lesson back then. But I'm not sure if I followed it the whole time since then. So this is for those, especially those of you who don't get to go down to Walt Disney World very often. But when you do go down, you shop. If you walk into any of the shops and you see some type of souvenir, be it a shirt, be it a statue, be it anything, and you really want it, don't say to yourself, you know, on my last day, on the last hour, whatever park I'm in, I'm going to purchase that. No, you purchase it right then and right there, because over the years, the Disney buyers have realized that it's not really... It's not really very profitable to hold on to a lot of inventory and then sell it at a discount. So they really don't order like they used to order. So things run out really fast, and you need to think of that. So next time you see something, be it a trinket, be it a souvenir, be it
So what you're saying is if it's there and you see it, you may not see it again.
Buy it then. Otherwise, you won't see it.
Send it to your hotel, right?
Yes, yeah,
exactly, Chris. On the first day, if you're there and you're staying on the property, send it to your hotel. Don't wait till the last day. So that's my tip.
Good tip. So what are we talking about today?
Well, you know, walking around stores and walking around malls, you hear these Christmas songs. So we thought
already
that we should start talking about what kind of running gadgets would be good Christmas gifts.
Gadgets or
any kinds of gifts for runners. And so we are going to start talking about that. And so those of you who are giving gifts can have ideas. And those of you who are looking for gifts can have ideas. And we're also going to share what some of our followers and our listeners have also contributed to this topic. So Chris, Michelle, and I will be giving our input, and we'll also hear from others. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the birthday girl for the first suggestion of the show.
All right. So this is something I actually hoped to get for my birthday, but it was not going to happen. Thank you, Apple Computer. This is something that Mike Rahman posted that he wanted, and I also wanted AirPods. So AirPods are Bluetooth. You can use them with your phone. They're going to be $159 when they come out. They're supposed to come out at the end of October, but hopefully they'll come out before Christmas. And I think it would be, I'm not really sure how they're going to go with running, but I think they're going to work okay. So I would really like some AirPods.
Mm.
Please.
Sounds
Santa.
Good. Santa.
Chris.
Chris.
Chris, do you want AirPods?
Well, I have another one that's similar, but it's different. So I will save my suggestion till later.
Okay.
But yes, actually, now that you mentioned it, and it will tie in later to my another suggestion. Actually, you know, should I do this one first? Because we're talking about the iPhone is upgrading to 7 is now not going to have those plug-in jacks anymore.
That's what I have.
So I more and more I've been thinking about it. I was thinking, you know, we need Bluetooth headphones. And ones I've heard really, really, really good things about are the Plantronics Backbeat Bluetooth headphones.
Oh.
Mm. I've heard they are really good. They kind of sit on your ear and stick out a little bit. So so since you're already on headphones, I will suggest that one. And if my wife is ever listening to this podcast, she can be more than happy to find that for me. I'd be very happy. So that's my first one. Mr. Scopa, what about you?
I came across this within the last couple of days. There is a company out there called Milestone Sports, and they make a product called the Pod. You can put that on your shoe, and it records a lot of things like your gait, distance, your pace. If you're doing heel strike or toe strike, it records your mileage. It does a lot of things. One of the interesting things is that it will work indoors as well as outdoors. I know that there are some pods that will not work indoors. I know that I had one that would not work indoors. Another thing is that you don't have to charge it. It is a device that, again, you put it on your sneaker, and it has a watch battery, so it's good for 6 to 8 months. You don't have to charge it. What's nice about it, too, is that you can use an app to go with it, and so you record all your information. It's really good. It turns your shoe into a smart shoe, so it's pretty good. I think it's around $24. So
that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Can I double back and ask you before we go on? You have the Beats 2.
Yes,
there's
I do.
Beats 3 now, but Beats 2 wireless, and you use them for commuting, right?
Beats 2 is very it's Bluetooth. It's it's great. I will listen to either music or sports. Or news.
You don't run with them.
I don't. Mm. I have run with them.
Oh, okay.
I listen off my phone. I don't like to run with my phone, but twice I've done it just to check with it. They really work well. I really was not too, I don't know. I didn't have much faith in Bluetooth until I tried these. And actually, Michelle, I think, didn't I get these free when I bought my new Mac?
You did.
So
I was actually with Mike. And they said, oh, you're a teacher?
He's not
a teacher, but I was with him. So
these were, I think they were in $199. So I've been using them with my radio apps on my my phone. So really good. I recommend them.
The thing I always worry about the Bluetooth is how long the battery lasts on them. How long do yours last, a good long time?
Well, I get on the train, Chris, in the morning, and I put them on, and they last for 2 hours.
And I have
at least for 2 hours.
I have Bose Bluetooth, and they last for about 5 or 6 hours.
Now, keep in mind
on my Apple Watch.
Keep in mind that if you are listening to streaming audio, and you are also using Bluetooth, you're going to really be. Asking your battery to really work hard.
Yeah,
so by the time I get to work, my battery is 75% done. So
I don't think I would use it for a marathon, but probably for a half marathon or any.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of headphones, can I just say I still don't understand that whole thing about using those big jumbo sized headphones when you're running.
I know.
Doesn't that get really hot and sweaty? Is it just me?
We're getting off our gift topic, but we have a buddy, Chad Werwick, who's a listener. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Chad.
He's a music teacher, and I asked him about that because we were at a race this summer, and he wears them. And I said, I said, you know, isn't the same thing as you said? Isn't that hot and sweaty? Don't they fall off? And he said he cannot find anything that stays in his ears. So that it's not his preferred option, but that's what he uses because he wants to listen to music. So
sure.
Now the Beats.
The Beats go hook around your ear. So that's kind of a nice. I don't know if Chad has done that, but anyway, yeah. So okay. If it's okay, I will add a. I mentioned that Mike Rahman from the Be Our Guest podcast also wanted AirPods. Let me tell you another suggestion. Tammy Murphy, who's a friend from Nashua here, did the Boston Marathon with me, thought that fun compression socks, because they have all sorts of fun designs, would be a really cool gift for runners. Mm-hmm. And I agree. Mm-hmm. I'd like that. All right, Chris? Oh,
yeah.
Maybe I'll do another one of mine, and then we'll go to Chris.
Yeah, do yours. Okay. Let's go yours.
So one that I actually found online. I recently am recovering from a broken toe, and I actually found this thing called Icy Feet at icyfeet.com. And it's something that kind of looks like what the podiatrist gave me to keep my foot kind of stabilized. But it's actually an ice pack that you can put in the freezer, and then you can kind of, they're Velcro straps, and you can put them on your foot. So it's kind of neat. And so you can, you know, if your foot is feeling uncomfortable after running, you can go ahead and put them on. So
nice.
I think that would be really fun. Chris?
Mike, I hope you're writing this stuff down.
Yes, I am.
You know, just in case there's gifts to be given. So my next one is kind of self-serving, but whatever. It's Under Armour Marvel tops, or actually all superhero tops. I like the idea. I've seen them. That Under Armour makes, and it, you know, when you're out there running, especially during these events, it's kind of fun. It's sort of a way to dress up and not have to dress up, and you've got a cool looking design. And I don't know. I mean, I see so many people running in them, and I always think that they always have a little bit of a, their shoulders are a little bit farther back, and they're.
I've seen them at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Uh huh.
Do you have? Do you have Dick's Sporting Goods? Is that that's a national chain? Yep.
I don't know. I've got them down here in the Jersey area. So,
okay. Very cool. Yeah,
so it's fun.
Neat.
I like. So in case anybody's listening, Mike Scopa, and you want to get somebody a gift.
Well.
What about yours?
Well, the one I'm going to talk about right now is one that I really don't want anybody to buy me. It's called the Omsigna Omni Bra.
Yeah. You don't want it, right?
I don't want it. It's a
I did not see that coming.
It's a smart bra. It's a smart bra. It sells for about $169.
A smart bra.
A smart bra. It has sensors built in.
Woohoo! Okay.
And
it
monitors your heart rate. Sensors. Your cadence, the distance, your breathing, and it has iPhone app that helps you work with it. So it's a very, it's one of the first smart running gear clothes that's come out. It's put out by Omsigna, and it's called the Omni Bra. And please, Santa, I don't want it.
For your move.
What is it? $178?
$169.
It's a bro.
Wow.
It's a bro, right?
Wow.
It's the Manzia.
I could just go away for a fun weekend for that. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So when Festivus comes around, Chris, don't give me one.
Oh, all right.
My, oh, my.
My.
Okay. So my next gift is not going to be a surprise.
Do you want to do some of our listeners first? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'll do mine, and then I'll do our listeners. Oh, yeah. I'll do our listeners. Let's see. Tom Kreider, friend of the podcast, had a really good one that, especially for people who are just starting out with Galloway or just starting out running, The Gym Boss is $19.99. You can get it at jeffgalloway.com. And that's for to do walk run. You can get it on Amazon too. So that's a great idea. So mine would be the, I don't need it myself, but just a suggestion for runners, the new Nike Apple Watch. I have the new Apple Watch 2 with GPS. And I was telling Chris, I don't remember when I was telling you this, Chris, you and I talk so much, if it was text or in person, but the GPS, I've been wearing the new watch with my Garmin, and it is almost to the exact 10th or 100th of a mile, exactly the same in terms of the GPS. But the map that it gives you actually shows how fast you're running, so it has green areas. Yellow areas or red areas, and you can actually see when I'm doing a run walk on the map. So the Nike Apple Watch, you don't need to have the Nike one to you could just get an Apple Watch too, but it has the GPS. It's waterproof if you want to do other sports like swimming, and I think it's a fun gift for runners because you can load your music onto it too. You can load 250 songs and use it with your Bluetooth headphones. So what's not to love? And the reason I like it, I don't have the Nike one, although I really like the look of it, because I don't have to carry an iPod now. It's one fewer thing, and I could really do away with my Garmin if I wanted to. Yeah. And you could share it with people who also have, there's a sharing feature of the new watchOS. So that's what I would recommend. And I wanted to mention that, let's see, in case their relatives are listening. I know Roberta Newell also wanted that, and Kristen Ostrega also wanted that too. So if they're going to have their families listen. All right.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about that is that they seem to have taken a lot of the Nike Plus app features and brought it into the new Apple phone, Apple Watch. So like I used to use the Nike app all the time. And it did that where it would show you where you were fastest and where you were slowest and where you sort of were somewhere in between. It was a kind of a neat thing. It was I could always tell when I was running hills because it'd always be red on my chart. That was what I always knew. So yeah, so it's a fun thing. So so to go into that to tag onto yours, I want to mention my idea, which is a year's MVP subscription to Map My Run, which is it's a fun app that I've been using now. And so right now when you get the free – when you get the app, what comes free is unlimited mapped routes, unlimited workouts, workout details, lifetime stats, personal goal tracking, achievements, and splits. But if you get the MVP, which is $29.99 per year, you get live track location tracking, interval training, audio coaching, ad-free experience, heart rate analysis, Route Genius, mobile coaching, custom splits, unlimited printed maps, power analysis, cadence analysis, training plans, advanced leaderboards, advanced maps, and an expert workout. So you get a bunch more for the app. I know it's sort of like a what do they call it when you buy an in-app purchase? But if you're serious about this stuff, and now that the Apple Watch has really kind of turned a corner in terms of data that you get when you're out there running in the GPS, I think it might be a good choice for somebody that uses the watch.
I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then actually there is an app right on the watch too, so it's integrated. Yeah, nice. So do you use that over the Nike app, Chris?
Yeah, I used to use the Nike app, and I switched over to Map My Runs. I haven't gotten the new watch yet, new Apple Watch yet. So we'll see when that shows up, because you seem to be having glowing things to say about just the app that comes with it. But I've really enjoyed Map My Runs lately. I thought I would never get off of the Nike app, but I really because the way it works now. So when I'm out running. And if I have my watch on, I can look down and, you know, if I lift my wrist up, it'll give you how many miles you've run, your pace, and how long you've been out running. And it gives you all this data as you just look up. You don't have to kind of click through to things.
Right.
When as long as you've got it running, it's the pop-up screen for your watch. So it's kind of a lot easier. In the past, the Nike app, unless you had it open and running, you'd have to, you know, you'd have to click through to it. So this one automatically, once you start it, pops up, and it gives you all the information in one glance. So I like that as well.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Mr. Scoopas?
I have all boring stuff. You guys have all the fun stuff. And I'm doing all the needy
stuff. The Wonder Woman, bro?
Yeah, I'm the one. Well, that. So this is for those who always have a problem running in the warm weather cities or during the summer when the bugs are out and the mosquitoes are out. There's a company called Parakeeto that has designed a product that they have these really unique mosquito repellents and insect repellents that they have as products. And what they've decided to do is they've decided to make use of them in a very unique way. So when you go out to run, you know, you spray yourself with insect repellent, blah, blah, blah. But as you run, you sweat and you burn it off. And when you're 4 miles into your run, it's not like you have a can of off and you're going to spray yourself. So what they have designed is a mosquito repellent wristband that you put on your wrist. And it contains repellent that will repel mosquitoes.
Wow,
and other insects.
For repellent,
yeah,
to do.
Now you have to replenish. There are pellets that you put it into the band, and the repellent will last for about 2 weeks, and then you replenish it. But it's great for those people who have no choice but to run in those areas where it's very mosquito-y. So that's a little thing.
Mosquito-y? Is that a new word?
I've
yes.
never actually mosquito-y. Had a mosquito bite during running. Have you?
I've swallowed
well,
them.
Well, you know, there's horse flies and stuff. Yeah, yeah, you know. It depends, especially in the summer. So, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Very nice. All right, let's see what one of our listeners
right.
has
so,
to say.
Yeah, Joe Raymond III says that Eagle Creek has a product line that he recently started using, and he loved their simple zipper bags to go in your luggage, designed to keep the smell from run and workout clothes and shoes from seeping into the rest of your clothes in your suitcase. Perfect gift for the frequent racecationer, especially if you're running multiple races in the same weekend. I love that idea. That's great.
Very nice.
All right, here's a not expensive one, but actually one of my go-to favorite running items, and it is, my son Liam likes the show Survivor, so I know they all have them, but it's something that Helen Dunn introduced me to a long time ago. It's called the Buff.
Yes.
Buff USA. And they have wool ones for the winter, and it can be used as a headband. I use it when it's really windy. I can use it as like a little scarf, but then I pull it over my face. I can use it for a ponytail holder. I've seen them in Eastern Mountain Sports. You can get them online, but they can be used on their website. It shows about 12 different ways that they can be used, and you can see them using it on Survivor, but you can pull it over your head. You can pull it over your face and your head, and a wool one costs about $30, and they have all sorts of really fun designs. So, So
I like it.
That is, do you have one, Chris? Buff might be a good one for
I
Audra.
I don't have a buff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I have a couple of like the hats with, or the ski mask things that, you know, they cover your face. And, I always feel like somebody's going to pull me over for being like creepy.
Well, just get like one with butterflies on it, or
yeah, I know, right? Like a little, or like one of those ones with the you know, teeth that are glaring, or like a monster face or something
they
like that.
They have happy designs that don't look threatening too, but
and then you look like a goofball, right?
That's all right. I know,
I'm used to looking
like
a goofball. I know, I'm used to being a goofball.
So yeah, I like them.
Buff. All right.
Okay, and so, I said our listener, I said mine. Now it's up to you. Chris, what's the next one?
Okay, the next one I really want, but I don't think it's there yet. But you could probably do this on your own. So we've always heard of things like wine of the month or steak of the month or something like that. I was thinking a fun gift would be like a goo of the month.
That's great.
You pick a different flavor of goo, and every month, send a little box or a few of them to your favorite runner, and let them try new flavors. I go into the store and I see like so many of them, and it'd probably be easy just to go to Amazon and find them and send them out, because I've actually run out recently and I was like dying because I really needed them yesterday on my long run, and I was thinking, oh, man, it would have been nice if it just came once a month without me thinking about it. So, I mean, I'm sure Amazon does that where they do, you know.
I buy them by the case at Amazon. I just,
yeah.
I have a drawer in my little running closet, and I just fill it up and
But I want to try different flavors too. Like, you know, I've discovered that sometimes I grab the wrong one. Like, you know, they mix them up in those boxes. Sometimes people just throw them around, and I grab a bunch and I go, I didn't want the orange citrus one, but all right, I'll give it a shot. Oh, that was pretty good. Okay, I'll try that one. So maybe if they ever make a Goo of the Month Club, I'll definitely join that one.
I like it.
Yep.
All right.
So Miguel, my last one for this show is something that, Michelle, I know that you have practice for a long time, and as I read more and more, there are companies that have recognized that sometimes runners need more than just nutrition to recover from a long distance run, and so there are companies that have put together product lines for recovery sandals, and the recovery sandals are to sort of anti-fatigue sandals. They could be flip-flops or whatever. Anyways, they just give your feet a chance to recover after a long run. And instead of having, let's say you go to another pair of shoes, if you're wearing these recovery sandals, your toes can stretch out, and you can, you know, let the air at your feet and everything. They're not cheap. They're not expensive. They're between $50 and $60.
No, I got my UFOs at an expo. I want to say that they were like $30.
Yeah, OOFOS.
Yeah, and I packed them in my. They usually have some sort of a, you know, bargain at the expos, but I packed them in my race bag, and then when I start running, you know, for me, I want to just take my shoes off as soon as I'm done.
Yeah.
So, Chris, do you feel that way when you do a long run?
Yeah. I guess I do. You know, as I'm trying to think, you know, yes, I do. So out of it.
Well, guys, I'm sure we have more. Chris, I'm sure you have more.
Yep.
And Michelle, you have some. I know I have a few more that I'd like to talk about, but we're going to carry this over to part two of our 2016 Runners, Stocking Stuffers, Holiday Wish List, Gift List, whatever. So for Chris Aliopoulos and for Michelle, Birthday Girl, Scribner McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks and maybe on Santa's lap.
Creepy, creepy.
Oh, my God.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. And we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.